Yesterday was the beginning of NHL free agency, and Helene St. James, our colleague over at the Detroit Free Press, she says that Steve Yzerman focused on depth over splash. Let's bring in Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Jamie. Hello, group, everybody. This conversation with y'all brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Performance Remodeling, a preferred partner of the Inside Outside Guys, kicked off another $100,000 window of opportunity sweepstakes. Request your windows, roofing, and siding quote today. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com to enter the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. Going into free agency, Red Wings general manager, the captain, Steve Yzerman, said he'd love to bring everybody back that was eligible, but money is a different story. First things first, he did say that it was a priority to try and bring back Showtime, Patrick Kane. Well, that mission was accomplished. He got a one-year extension worth $4 million in base salary with a potential of another $2.5 million in bonuses. Quite a story for the Winged Whalers last year. You recall he didn't make his Red Wings debut coming off that hip injury until December 7th. We fast forward 47 points in 50 games. Now, again, money is absolutely pivotal, is it not? It always is. They've got about $16 million earmarked for defenseman Mo Sider, as well as Lucas Raymond. What a season Lucas Raymond had. 31 goals, 41 assists, 72 points. That was a team lead. Now, a little editorial here. Steve Stamkos, 16 years, brilliant years with Tampa. A lot of speculation that once he was testing free agency, got a relationship with Steve Yzerman, maybe, just maybe he would wear the winged wheel. Didn't happen. He goes to Nashville. Red Wings bring aboard defenseman Erik Gustafsson, the former Ranger, 32 years old. The Swede gets a two-year deal with the Winged Whalers. Timing, as they say, is everything. He is coming off back-to-back 30-point seasons between the Rangers, Maple Leafs, and Capitals. He's 6 foot, 196 pounds. As it turns out, probably the replacement, well, choose one, for Shane Gostisbehere or Jake Walman. Walman, of course, moved to San Jose. Walman, 63 games played for the Red Wings last year, 12 goals, 9 assists, 21 points. He was a minus 2 with one power play goal. He moves on to San Jose, and the captain, Steve Yzerman, saying that was a contract move. So we welcome aboard Mr. Gustafsson. Meanwhile, by the way, more on Shane Gostisbehere coming up in just a bit. They added some depth and some strength, if you will, to the net minding position. They bring aboard the journeyman goaltender Cam Talbot. He gets himself 2 years, $2.5 million per season. Talbot has appeared in 486 career National Hockey League games. And he joins a goaltending roster that includes Alex Lyon, of course, and Ville Husso. There's some concern about Husso because of the lower body injury that sidelined him for the majority, two-thirds of last season. They weren't done paying attention to the, oh, by the way, the Red Wings, Cam Talbot's eighth National Hockey League team. They also bring aboard the Port Huron native Jack Campbell between the pipes. He gets a one-year, $775,000 contract. Jack Campbell not worried about the Geetles. His five-year, $25 million deal with the Oilers was bought out on Sunday. So, he's going to be okay. As I said, he's from Port Huron, 176 National Hockey League games. Rather impressive numbers, to be honest. His overall record, 93-52-18. Goals against of 2.76. Save percentage of 91%. Love Shane Gostisbehere while he was here. The defenseman is now a member of the Carolina Hurricanes. And the interesting thing here, guys, is this. He took a pay cut from the $4.13 million he made with the Winged Whalers. He gets a three-year, $3.2 million per season deal with the Hurricanes. If you move Walman and his contract to San Jose, doesn't that not free up some dollars? I mean, we're talking high finance, and it's probably way over my head. But 29 of his 51 points, we're talking about Gostisbehere here, was on the power play. Getting back to Gustafsson, He has had some time on the power play, but his numbers were certainly not Gostis Bear-like. A move the Red Wings made that I approve of, not that it matters. They bring back the right winger, Christian Fisher. He's only 27 years old. 1 year, $1.13 million. Joined the Red Wings last summer. Came to camp looking to earn a job. He did. 79 games, 5 goals, 14 assists. He's a grinder. Plus minus, absolutely even. As I mentioned, Steve Yzerman wanted to bring everybody that was eligible back. David Perron, the 36-year-old, he is gone. He signs a 2-year, $4 million deal with the Ottawa Senators. 17th season in the NHL. As I mentioned, he's 36 years of age right now. 17 goals, 47 assists last year. That was his lowest output, by the way, since 2018-2019.
So, to break it all down, David Perron is gone. He had 47 points. And Gostis Bear is gone. He had 56 points. So you have to replace that somewhere. And people really thought that they were going to do something splashy. It hasn't happened yet.
That's a lot of production.
Yeah. And they moved Jake Walman plus a pick. So it's like they moved a lot of cap away. They were thinking that someone big was going to come here. The splashiest thing they did was re-sign Patrick Kane pre-free agency.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, there were so many reports going into free agency about club after club having an interest in Patrick Kane. As a matter of fact, one of which was a return to the Rangers. So Steve Yzerman said it was a priority to bring back Showtime, and he did. As I mentioned, and this is very critical, you've earmarked $16 million for Seider and Lucas Raymond. I think at this point, it's absolutely pivotal that the Red Wings return those, in particular Lucas Raymond, who had just an amazing season last year with the Red Wings.
Well, again, people still believe in this Iser plan. We'll see it play
There's
out.
There's a method to his madness, I know.
Oh, Lloyd knows.
It's a method.
Well, you would think, Lloyd, that there is a method to the captain's madness. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, money is what guides everything, is it not?
That's right.
And that's what the captain said going in. So we'll see. I think from the goaltending perspective, things are a little bit brighter for the Red Wings right now. So there's a positive right there. And we'll see. Just doing some light reading on Erik Gustafsson. He's a
as one does.
As one has been known to do. You know, I like what he brings. Again, he has had some power play time in his career. Certainly not the production that we enjoyed with Shane Gostis Bear.
Right. Well, believe still in the Iser plan. Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst, thank you very much.
You folks enjoy the day, huh?
We sure will. Stories we're watching today, June auto sales. Did the cyber attack crash them? We'll find out tomorrow and be talking about it on JR Morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. Take care.